I'm a practice nurse and have now been asked to take over the diabetes clinics as the lead nurse for Diabetes Retire Soon. Will this course be suitable for me?
Yes, the course has been designed for healthcare professionals working in primary care to help them learn more about diabetes and to provide high quality care to their patients with diabetes.
I'm not really very academic. I'm rather concerned that I'll find it too difficult.
Well, the university offers a range of diabetes courses. This specific course is a basic one. It covers the main topics relevant to diabetes, but due to the short length of the course and also what most healthcare professionals want, all sessions are delivered at a basic level. Students wishing to pursue topics in greater depth can do so and undertake further self-study, or perhaps enrol in our master programme in diabetes.
Will there be only nurses on this course?
No, diabetes is not delivered by only one group of healthcare professionals. Students are usually divided into smaller groups on the study days, and you may find yourself studying alongside a dietitian, a podiatrist, or a GP. Remember, each healthcare professional has a different role and perspective, and sharing ideas and experiences is very valuable in your overall learning experience. Your thoughts and ideas are just as important and valid as any other student.
I've read on your website that I could study the course locally or online. Is that correct?
Yes, the programme is delivered by different routes. Students can attend the University of Warwick, or we have trained advanced leaders to deliver the course across the UK, but you'd need to find out if a course is being run locally. Some students find it difficult to secure time off for studying or are working overseas. The online course is very versatile and means that people can study when they wish. A course tutor is assigned to you and can be contacted by email.
Well, I'm certainly interested, but not too sure about having to complete a project. What does that entail?
If you attend or study days, you can receive a certificate of attendance. You will still need to complete the case study and audit, but they aren't formally marked. However, most healthcare professionals want the full certificate. It can help when applying for other jobs. The project implements a change in practice, often quite a small change, but even small changes can improve the care and management of diabetes. Most students really get involved and enthusiastic, as this is a very practical assignment. They often involve their work colleagues, and also the course tutor is on hand to provide support and guidance.
What sort of changes do people make?
Well, on the study days, we give you some examples and are willing to discuss your own ideas and thoughts. A number of students have written a simple protocol or practical guideline to improve the uptake in microalbuminuria testing. Other students have looked at the follow-up of patients with suboptimal blood pressure control or those with poor lipid results. We encourage you to keep the project focused, as it is undertaken over a short time frame, and we realise how busy you are. But the commitment students demonstrate on wishing to improve the care they give is always very evident. In the past, diabetes has not always been very well taught, and some healthcare professionals have found the topic either boring or too complicated. We find students attending this course do appear more confident about managing their patients with diabetes and seem generally more enthusiastic about diabetes in general.
You've convinced me. It really does sound like the type of course that I need to attend.